Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on, drilled right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Another home run by Tuchman. Isn't that amazing? Tuchman, the sock man. He homers to right over the high scoreboard wall, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
What's going on? Welcome back to Talking Yanks pregame show. It's the fourth game out of a four-game set. Yankees versus the Phillies. Yankees have won 2. Phillies has a 1-1. Will they win the series? Will the Phillies even it out? Jake!
Hey, Jim.
That was my O'Malley from Guts.
Oh, okay. Not
obviously
bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
That's it was good.
You're not doing a good Mo right now.
Actually, I am.
You gotta do British.
Mo kind of makes fun of. That's exactly what Mo does.
More British.
I've been called the American Mo many times. And I'm excited, Jim. I think this should be a good panic game for no reason in Yankee land. I mean, technically it's 4 games versus the Phillies, although it was a 1-game set and a 3-game fake set where the Yanks were home for one of them. Bizarre times in COVID land, but yeah, we got a crank Yankees lineup going. A little crank Yanker shout out. Watch that on Comedy Central 10 years ago. Yeah, man, I'm excited, and we get the full Monty today, so there's some fun there. The Phillies have been looking solid. We were wondering what kind of series this was going to be. Excuse me, the Phillies have looked solid, except their bullpen.
Mm.
So, yeah, excited to get a win, get out of Dodge, and get ready for a Rays series.
Know what I'm excited about?
What are you excited about?
To talk Yankees with you.
Yes.
But not even the pregame show, because we're just talking about today's game. There's so much other stuff.
So
the Andujar news, the Hap stuff, the Paxton stuff, the Clark Schmidt stuff.
Yeah.
So tune in to the main episode that we're recording tonight.
Tonight.
Or watch us live on YouTube, Periscope,
Patreon
during the game today. Maybe we'll have some talk there. Anyway, the lineup today is
brought to you by Roosevelt's. The Roosevelt's lineup, RSVLTS, brought to you by Jimmy.
Yes. Here in the Roosevelt Studios.
Content.
Tuchman is leading off.
Yeah.
Playing defense in right field. Voit is batting second. Yeah. He's playing defense at first base.
Yeah.
Hicks, he's batting third and playing defense in center field. Stanton, batting fourth. Not playing defense. No, thank you. Gleyber's batting fifth. He slides down. Gardner batting sixth. He slides up. Urshela batting seventh. He's a god. Gary Sanchez back in there. He's batting eighth. Tyler Wade, ninth, playing second base. On the bump is Gumby. Interesting lineup, different lineup. They had a doubleheader yesterday. Judge played in both games. They have a doubleheader coming up on Saturday after a game tomorrow. There's a big stretch of games, 6 games in 4 days, so they're clearly being very cautious. They're 9-2. They're very deep. I don't mind that we have a quote-unquote punt lineup or not the A lineup. I don't mind it at all. I'm fine with it. They're facing, what did Trevor tell us to call him?
What was it? Zach Eflin.
Led Eflin?
Led Zeppelin, something like, yeah, Led Zeppelin. You say the Z like Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
You like Zeppelis?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Sure what they're what about, but.
Zeppelis, they're just like dough. Zeppelas? They're just dough that you put powdered sugar on. You get them at the boardwalk
in New Jersey.
First
time hearing the word.
Italian dessert.
Zach Eflin's first start of the year. Yeah, I'm fine with this lineup. Wader gets out there. Chaos. You know, him and DJ defensively at second base, you're really not losing anything. You're getting just a different style second baseman who's really good. So, and Gumby needs a little bit of the defense behind him. So Wade will show out. Gary Sanchez in the 8-hole is crazy, although deserved. He's slumping. Almost wish they slid Gleyber down a little more. He is in it right now. Urshela saying, what the hell do I have to do? I would have swapped Urshela and Gleyber.
Yeah.
I think they're scared that that'll make Gleyber a little too puppy doggish. But if I'm Urshela, I'm saying, like, what the hell do I have to do? You put Tuchman lead off? Voit too? I've been doing the damn thing. So, I don't
exist,
know.
Damn it.
I mean, the fact that Aaron Judge and DJ LeMahieu are on the bench and the lineup can look like this is pretty insane. So, I'm excited.
Four lefties? Wade, Gardner, Hicks, Tauchman?
Yes.
Lefty, righty, lefty, righty, righty, lefty, righty, righty, lefty. So they have back-to-back lefties with Wade and Tauchman. Interesting. They could have split that up. Who cares? I don't really care.
Yeah.
Look, Jim is looking svelte today. I told you. That's like the when I wear this black shirt, they say svelte.
You're undermining the haircut. I think the haircut should get 20% of the credit. I think the haircut gets a little bit.
The shirt is nice. I didn't have the haircut last time I wore
the
shirt, and it was nothing but svelte.
Yeah, you got some of it, and I think the haircut. I mean, that's most the shot right now. That's most the shot. So, shout out to Katie for the haircut. Shout out to the shirt for being the shirt.
Every single person that complains about the fact we wore Mets shirts to a Mets game is what's that word?
Anonymous.
Anonymous account.
There's been a couple Yankee fans that have been like genuinely just a little thrown off. They're like, wait, is this a real thing? And usually those genuine people, I'm like, yeah, we used to go to Mets games during Harvey days. It's pretty dope promotions. They're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. So there's that.
That was the night you got a dick waved at you.
Sure was, Zach. Producer Zach in the corner. Handsome. What about these Phils? I think we got to do them, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about them, I guess.
McMuffin leading up. Husky Dog playing first base. A Harp. Get real with them. A Goose and a Gossage. Notorious and the King. Well, take a walk with your queen. It's Led Zeppelin on the mound.
Nailed it. That's the Phillies lineup.
That's the Phillies.
For people that listen to the podcast app that can't follow along with the names, they're probably like, what did he just say?
I mean, they'll get some of it.
McCutcheon, Hoskins, Harper, Realmuto, Gosselin, Gregorius, Kingery, Walker, Cole. Boring.
Take forever.
Cancel the last two things on the order.
Cherry's Jubilee.
All right, so, Jake, pitching path to victory today. They throw down Nick Nelson. They bring up.
Nick Nelson's Cy Young tour ended last night.
What's his name? Tropiano?
Nick Tropiano. Tropiano from Long Island.
I think Tropiano's here until Chapman's ready or Clark Schmidt gets called up on Saturday, and then on Sunday they put Tropiano back. We'll talk about that in length later. I think they're going to try and use him either today, tomorrow, or doubleheader day. If it's a blowout, he's in there.
Yeah. Him, I mean, we haven't seen Kinger used in a while. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, Yankee fans, we might have to slow down the hype train, Jim, because Chapman will be coming back, and that's either King or Tropiano. Yanks don't love burning assets. Like, they're not into that unless you're, like, a real bad asset.
Or your name's David Hale.
Or Tropiano. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, Chapman's coming for one, and then we think Clark's coming for the other, but we also don't know. Like, yes, he's been falling Paxton's pitch schedule. You know, I want to see him up. I'm just thinking everyone has gone full deep end that I'm worried maybe they have other plans for him, and that would kind of stink.
Yeah. They need to pitch him today. I mean, look at the bullpen usage yesterday.
Sure.
Avalon, one inning. Britton, one inning. Sessa, 1.1. Chad Green, 2.1. Happ, you out of here. Holder, one. Loaisiga, 2.1. Nelson, 1.2. He's out of here. Otto's the only one that, like, is rested. Obviously, Britton can go again.
Right.
Avalon can probably go again. He's, like, a part of the team now. I think they'll probably try not to go Chad again and save him for doubleheader day or whatever. So I don't know what the pitching path to victory is. I'm seeing Hale as fully part of this.
Yep.
King as part of this. And Tropiano. Like, that's what they want. They want Gumby to be able to go to those guys with a big lead or a big
I think
deficit.
They're hoping to get five out of Monty. And then if you start reverse engineering it, you need four innings. Britton is available, right? Ottavino is available.
Yep.
So then you got two innings there. That's a hailstorm. So I think there's a world where
Tropiano or Hale.
Yeah, but they love Hale. Like, I'm saying in a close game. Like, let's say the Yanks are up two runs. It's 4-2, like every sports game
four
ever
to two?
Is.
Yeah.
You know, I would be Monty to Hale to Otto to Britton. Yeah. I mean, I just wrote the burn.
Why don't you have Monty going six?
He could. I just think that's a high bar. Yeah. Like, he has to be very clean to get six.
Well, he got 5.2 last outing.
Yeah. That's 5.2.
81 pitches. I think he'll go 100 pitches.
And he had a really nice start. Like, this Phillies lineup is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We'll see. Do they have lefties in for him?
They got Didi.
Harper.
Didi and Harper. So, two pretty good ones.
Yeah. Well, the pitching path to victory isn't that fun today. Britton and Otto are available. Dude, that they're using Otto as if he's a rookie.
Yeah, I think if it stayed tied, I think they would have gave him the ninth yesterday. So, but they took the lead and did it. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I think, you know, if Monty gets six, I think you're seeing good relievers. If Monty has a tough day, it could get pretty sloppy pretty quick.
If Monty gets sick, you go six, you go Britton and Otto, who gets seven. Hale?
Hale. They love Hale.
Well, they do Chad.
We love Hale.
I like Hale. Hailstorm.
Chad was nasty.
Chad.
Nasty.
I mean, he's
assin.
He's good.
So good. Added a knuckle curve for Schlitz.
We need to get our Chad pictures up here somewhere.
Okay.
Monty has only faced two of these batters before. Kutch and Gosselin. Both of them are 1-for-2.
Okay.
So put that in a huge pile of don't care means nothing. And leave it there.
Put it in the don't care, it don't mean nothing pile.
Yep. Yeah. It's a.k.a. Jake's seat.
Okay.
What's your what to watch for?
My what to watch for. Wow. Zach on the soundboard. Well done.
This is funny stuff, man.
I am going with the Cashman Trio, baby.
Ooh.
You got Talk Daddy leading off. Voider, Two-Hole. Jim, do you mind if I give you a couple stats?
A couple.
Well,
don't like...
A couple stats. Zach, chill with the fucking sound. Sorry, everyone at home.
He loved it.
That's so good. Mike Tauchman with the New York Yankees. And now 94 games, a season, and 7 games. 94 games. 281, 365 on base, and 865 OPS. Jim, is that good?
Good.
It's pretty good, right? If you don't mind, I'll go over to Luke Voit.
Yeah, try it.
Luke Voit is batting in the two-hole today. His time in the Yankees, 166 games, so a little over a full season. 280 hitter, 382 on base, a 907 OPS. Jim, is that good?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Gio Urshela, the most
happy fella.
Happy fella.
The most happy fella.
In his time with the New York Yankees, 142 games, a little less than a full season. 316 batting average, a 360 on base, and a 903 OPS. Is that good?
Ah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So the fact that we can rest DJ LeMahieu, a guy who was top three in the AL, or no, I think he was top five AL MVP last year. Aaron Judge, the current leader for the AL MVP this year and had an MVP stolen away from him in 2017 by a cheater, and our lineup can still look like this, is pretty disgusting. So yeah. I'm excited to see the Cashman Trio and what they got today.
I have a positive what to watch for.
Ooh.
And I have a negative what to watch for.
Yes.
And they kind of coincide.
Do it, baby.
Positive. You want to win, put Tauchman in.
Put Tauchman in. Wade in.
Talkman's awesome. It's Works good. The count. Finds out that the pitcher's tipping. Tells Judge. Judge hits a 3-run home run. Focused. Locked in. Talkman doesn't break eye contact from first pitch to last.
Too locked in.
With the entire game.
I think he blinks.
Just stares at you.
Dry eyes.
Hicks.
Yep.
Is going back to his frustrating ways for me.
Ooh, here we go.
And if he's not catching balls at the warning track, what Tauchman exists.
Start it up, baby.
And I'm telling you, I'm starting it. Tauchman needs to see games. Someone needs to not see games for that to happen. So I need both of them to start realizing this is a battle. Because Hicks, dude.
Wow.
Hicks, do stuff. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying about Hicks? I'd like for him to do stuff.
Do stuff. Contribute. Yeah,
it's almost like he doesn't like doing stuff sometimes.
It'll be a good convo on the Talkin' Yanks episode that we talked about earlier that we record tonight.
Hicks has two hits in his last two games, so that's good.
I think there can be a really nice rotation between Guardy, Tuchman, and Hicks.
I do. Hicks has a .349 on base percentage this season.
He just so he hixes.
It's good.
And he hixes.
Like if any, someone's gonna come back at me and be like, "Dude, he's got a 800 OPS and a 400 on base percentage," and you're complaining, and it's like, "Yes, that's the story of Hicks. Results are okay. The process is frustrating.
It's a process." So yeah, we'll see. Excited to see Tuchman leading off. He'll probably take it. So, look for Mike Tuchman talking to everyone after his first at bat.
Oh yeah,
as the leadoff hitter.
Well, he's got to spread the good word.
It's part of his job to tell the whole team what the pitcher's doing.
He came at me four seamer first. Yeah. Not that great. Not a lot of bite saw it.
Got a little ride.
Then he came back with a cutter similar to the four seamer. I don't know what Eflin throws.
Moves late. So excited. And let's be honest, a lot of eyes on Gumby. I mean, you could say that with pretty much every starting pitcher, but look where Happ and Paxton are at. Gumby is in a pretty important spot with this team right now.
Like under two double plays.
Like, dude, if Gumby has a bad day, we're going to have a really tough Talking Yanks episode.
It won't be fun. But
the starting pitching combo won't be fun.
But I'm fine with it. Gumby will be fine. He'll Gumby it up out there.
Okay.
5.1, 2 earned runs.
There you go.
That's like the worst possible outcome for Gumby. Best possible, 7 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 4 double plays.
Might say Holder today, too. Feels like a Holder back-to-back.
He pitched yesterday, but yeah, you can throw him back-to-back.
They pulled him, yeah. We'll see. 5.1, Holder, Hale, get it to the good guys. Be good today, Gumby. Hit it at Wade. Wade, get sexy out there.
Gosselin throws a two-seamer majority of the time. Eflin. Then a slider, then a sinker. Whatever.
I think they're just happy to see it's not Nola or Wheeler.
Yeah, that's true. Anything else? What to watch for wise? We got Wade on the base paths.
Always.
Have fun. Yeah.
Gary and Glaber, someone break out of it. Gary or Glaber, we need a broken bat hit from one of them.
A ground ball with eyes.
Broken bat.
A flying quail.
Oh, you know, Mike, you trade a bat for a hit any day.
Yeah.
That was Rizzuto and O'Neill smashed together.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was
violent.
I wrote down that as my guess. It's like a silent auction thing. Hicks is 2-for-3 off of this dude, Eflin. Mm. And Stan has a homer off him.
That brings us to
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. I had maybe the best Homer Draft day of my life yesterday. Actually, I can like check the stats on that.
Check my Spanish.
Mamacita.
I think 3 is the record.
In one day?
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you there.
I think.
I'll check.
I don't know.
I will check the stats.
Okay.
Do you go first? Jake goes first, right?
Yeah, I think it's you. You.
All right, so I cannot take Stanton, Gary, Gardner, or Voit. Jake cannot take Hicks or Tuchman. Okay, so, I mean, it looks like I'll probably take Tuchman with my second pick. Who else is on this damn team? I can't take Voit. I don't really want Hicks, and I can't block you with there. We both can't take Stanton. Glaber? I don't see that happening. Gardner I already took. I haven't taken Gio yet? All right, Gio. I'm taking Gio and Tuchman.
Gio and Tuchman. Bang. A lot of doubling up on picks this year. I like
locked
it.
In.
Aggressive. Okay. You know what? I think I'd be remiss if I did not take Luke Voit.
Yeah.
He looks pretty good. It hurts me that I think I'm going to go this whole series without taking Glaber and Gary, but you can't trust him right now.
No, it'd be a bad pick.
Especially when I have Brett Gardner available. So I'm going Guardian Voit. You know, could I have gone Gary and Glaber and hoped for the big gay that they both snap into it? Yes. I just unfortunately don't see that happening.
Would have been crazy.
Uncle Brett, Luke Voit. Let's get it.
Dude, you had 3 points last year, August 7th.
I remember.
What's today's date? August 6th. On August 7th last year, you had Gio Urshela and Cameron Maben. They got you 3 home runs. I had Higgy, who hit 2, but it did not beat you. What an incredible stretch you had. That must have been when you took over and just I never caught up.
Got strong. Started seeing it.
The next day you had Gio again. He hit 2. The next day you had Talkman and Ford. They each hit 1. You're such a dick.
Okay.
What's the score? I'm up 6-5. And I'm up 3-0. So it'd be, if you come back and tie
today would be a big
the
one.
Series today, I might stab myself.
That's where I think I need to get you on the winning scoreboard. I could have gone Gary and Glaber and, you know, hope they could have been special. I mean, if you're looking for a 3-homer day, that's not a bad crew to do it with. But I think Guardy and Voit get me on the board. So, you know, I'm playing the long game today.
Who'd you take?
Voit and Guardy.
Guardy's a good pick.
Voit with 4 homers in his last 7 games. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Wearing a headband underneath his hat.
The John Boy, they call it.
I don't double up. That's too much going on.
Well, you can't see it when it's under the other hat. So just the headband is the John Boy.
Yes, that's international.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, when he's in the field, he's wearing both. It's weirding me out. So much going on.
You're not going to take it off.
I think I would. I don't know.
What's
the over-under today? I mean, probably 10?
Eflin, Monty, 9 innings of baseball.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Their bullpen stinks. I'll go 9.5. I'll go 9.5.
All right, I guess 10.
Oh, boy. Now we wait for Zach, even though.
Always the most suspenseful part of the show.
What is it? 10!
10.
I'm just hot, man.
You're hot right now.
It's the hot.
Minus the over-unders.
I'm going over.
You're going over. You got runs on the board today, huh? Getaway day worries me. Monty's so rock hard. What's Zach Eflin about, you know?
They're going to hammer him. He doesn't look as good as Nola, so.
Bullpen stinks.
Yeah, bullpen stinks.
Those guys are bad.
Do they have a doubleheader coming up?
You'd assume so.
They think
didn't play
so, right?
For a little bit. I'll go over with you. Let's see some runs on the board.
Teammates.
I'm just going to go with you the rest of the year. Hold on to my 1-point victory.
At some point, Zach, Jake has to pick first.
I'm not going to do that.
Zach, do you have the over
or
the under?
I bet with my heart. Think about what we just said about the Yankees pen. That's good.
Yeah.
They used a lot of guys yesterday. Like, Philly used guys yesterday, and their bullpen stinks.
They actually didn't have to use
as
many
guys,
though.
They didn't use a ton, but the guy, they used their good guys, and they stinked.
They used Adam Morgan.
Morgan stinks.
Hector Neris.
Neris, 1 pitch.
Trevor Kelly.
Kelly, lots of pitches.
12.
Sucked, started a fight.
Tommy Hunter.
Sucked.
0 outs.
Awful.
20 pitches. Austin Davis, 1 out, 25 pitches.
Eats bugs. Espo?
Yeah, I think I have over.
Okay.
Just because
wow.
I think they're going to hit against Eflin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Zach on Zach action there.
Yeah.
Damn. Fuck.
Cool. Is the chat doing anything? It looked like the chat was just arguing amongst themselves all show.
They were a little bit.
Yeah.
Any good questions? In Periscope, we got... They need to broadcast the games with a taped roll call. That'd be a little odd. We're going to be live for the start of the game again. And if it's close, we'll come back for the end of the game. That's the plan.
That's the plan.
As of now, unless our meeting
as
runs.
As of now.
Bajillion.
Our
Someone said, who'd John Boy take for today? I was pretty hamstrung as who I could take.
You had a good run.
I took Gio and Talkman. I actually love my picks, though.
Yeah. No, I like your picks, too, man. You might have a homer draft to remember.
These are the times to remember. All right. That's the show. Everyone can just leave now.
Thanks, everyone.
That'd be cool.
All your Andujar questions, all your everything else, Clark Schmidt, we will talk about tonight. On Talking Yanks, join live if you're a Patreon. Otherwise, it'll be on your feed when you wake up tomorrow morning. I've been Crazy Jake. And that was Jimmy the Walrus with your Pirates pregame show. Back after this.
Whoa.
What happened? Zach with the soundboard.
Talkman hits a long drive to right. Hit ball is high. Net is far. It is gone. It went over the grandstand into the bleachers. Talkman, the Sockman, he hits one to deep right, and the Yankees take a 4-2 lead. Talkman's fifth, his 18th RBI. I mentioned earlier, he actually has gotten some big hits for the Yankees. Done a nice job. You?
Mm-hmm. Ball in Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball in Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.